up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello again and welcome. This week we talk about a man who is no stranger to Blind Citizens Australia and indeed no stranger to this program. His name is David Blyth and he's been involved with Blind Citizens Australia since its inception in 1975. We're going to hear from a man who I guess arguably could be said to be David's biographer. John Coleman, thanks for joining us.
Vaughan, I'm delighted to have the opportunity of speaking to you.
Why don't you tell us a bit about yourself and your involvement with BCA?
Vaughan, I actually don't have a direct involvement with BCA. It's much more through my partner, Ramona Mandy, who's been involved in various aspects of the advocacy organisations around blindness and promotion of human rights. And so it was actually Ramona's link to the BCA, which then linked me to David in terms of the project that we're going to be talking about today.
What do you do?
I don't do much. I'm a house husband. I used to work in the mental health field. I continue to be involved as the chairperson of Southern Disability Advocacy. So I have a genuine interest in advocacy and human rights for people with disabilities. But I also have been doing a podcast on the 100 Years War, which is no small exercise. And it was David learning about that podcast which caused him to ask Ramona if she thought I might be interested in recording a memoir about the life of David Blyth.
The 100 Years War, what a fascinating subject. I'm guessing that you're not anticipating the podcast would go for 100 years.
I'm concerned it might, to tell you the truth. It's proved to be quite a daunting undertaking and it's progressing very slowly.
Now, you mentioned you have created this podcast, Blindness No Barrier, which is on the life of David Blyth. Why don't you tell me about David?
Just to start with, perhaps, give it a bit of context. David has been encouraged by numerous people to write a book. About his life, his history, his involvement with BCA, his involvement with the World Blind Union. David is a genuinely interesting man, and I think people are very keen to learn more about him. And he felt that that is also a very big task. Writing a book, it's hard. Mm. It's hard to write a good book. And he wondered if perhaps there was an audio option. And so when Ramona was talking to him about my podcast, he was thinking, well, perhaps we could do it on an interview basis as a podcast. And that's exactly what we've done. So we've put together nine episodes, I should say, of around about 1 hour, dealing with different significant aspects of David's life. And his involvement in both promoting but also establishing very key parts of what is now both Australian and worldwide advocacy organisations.
I think audio is a really good option in this case, isn't it? Because one of the things that we all know about most blind people is that they all love to talk. And sometimes it's a much better way of getting your life story across, talking about it, than it is to write it.
Look, I think it is, Vaughan. Writing a book is hard. Writing a good book is even harder. Mm. And having somebody ask you questions and talk to you about your life, talk to you about the stories, reflect back to you on the things that you're talking about, it is a smoother and easier way. And anyone who's met David will know that he's a great talker. He's a great storyteller. His ability to hold facts, names, dates in his mind is absolutely extraordinary. And when I started this, I felt it would just be natural that as he's telling stories from his childhood or whatever, he'd need to stop, hang on, I've lost the track. No, that wasn't this person, that was that person. It never happened. Mm-hmm. His ability to hold a narrative and to hold the sequences, hold the dates, hold the names, it really is quite exceptional.
Mm. How did you go about undertaking the research for this project?
I actually did very little. I listened to what was available of what David had recorded. But mostly what I did is I sat down with David. And so with each episode, we would sit down together and we would talk about what it is that he wanted to cover in that episode and what would be questions and topics that I could put to him, which would tease out those issues. And because he always had a very clear idea about what he wanted to tell people, and that really makes it very easy. It just meant that I could give him the start and he would be away. And then if I felt there were things that he was saying that may not be clear to everybody, I could ask him to clarify and just say, now, did you mean this? Did you mean that? And then he'd come back and he'd review those things.
Now, David Blyth is a very close connection with Blind Citizens Australia, as he was the, I guess you could say, the chief founding member of BCA. What has been BCA's involvement in this project?
BCA has been very encouraging of me. So BCA, one, you're interviewed today in promoting it, letting people know. BCA has been very supportive of promoting this podcast and also making it available on their website. And so one of the important things I want to get across to people now is that as they listen to this interview, they will be able to go to the BCA website and they will be able to download the episodes, all 9 episodes, from the BCA website and listen to them. Now, if for any reason there's a technical hitch and it's not available now, it certainly will be available very soon. You mentioned his history with the BCA, and that is a very important part of this podcast. So whilst he talks about his childhood, he talks about his years in remote Queensland, a remote outback childhood, his parents, his siblings, he was the oldest of 5 children. Then when he moved with his family to Townsville, and then he's leading up to his accident, the experience of rehabilitation down in Adelaide, how the accident affected his life and affected his relationship with his family. And then moving right through to his move to Queensland, his move down to back to Queensland, I should say, moved down to Victoria, the issues he experienced in moving to different states and the difficulty of getting services in different states. And these things, they really were fundamental to what motivated him to believe that services needed to be provided to people wherever they were and based on their need. And that an organisation needed to exist, which was nationwide. It brought together people from across all the states with common purpose, and it encouraged all the state governments as well as federal government to pull together and to provide services wherever they were. So these things, they really were very much the building blocks of what went on to be David's, really his life purpose.
Mm. He's a very, very fascinating man and a true gentleman. We've spoken to him before on this program. And David, of course, was also instrumental in with Hugh Jeffrey establishing the Jeffrey Blyth Foundation, which is one of the mainstays of Blind Citizens Australia's funding. John, one of David's other involvements was the World Blind Union, who, of course, had their World Congress last year. Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Well, that was certainly the next big project for David. The BCA was created in 1975, and that was very much where his efforts were directed. But then there was the possibility of creating an international union of blind people, and this very much again fitted in with his idea that you needed to bring people together. You needed to bring together the people that were actually affected by the disadvantages and barriers that might have existed for people who were blind. And So he put an enormous amount of energy into the working on the creation of the World Blind Union. And I believe through his interview and also interviewing others, I should mention to you that we have small interviews by Marianne Diamond, Yooka Lahiri, Bill Jolly and Jeff Gibbs, and all of who I have an opportunity to talk a little bit about David and what he gave to the disability rights movement. And so the David's instrumental role in establishing the World Blind Union, he certainly felt that as an Australian, he was a neutral player between the sort of the warring parties that were very protective of what they perceived as their authorities, their territories of influence. And I think it was very much in David's nature to bring people together. I think that was one of his is one of his extraordinary traits. And we certainly see that in the development of the World Blind Union. From the development, he then spent 8 years as a regional president. And his stories about his experience as a regional president and what they were trying to do for people in this Asia Pacific region, some of who were fantastically disadvantaged and enormously at risk because of the impact of their disability, and some really sad stories come out of that, but some very good stories as well. He then went on to become the president of the World Blind Union. He held that position for 4 years, and his story about the intrigue, the politics, the vested interests. And look, I'll tell you, Vaughan, there is even possibly a murder mystery. And I invite the listeners to decide, did something foul actually happen in amongst all this political intrigue? And if so, who done it?
Mm. Well, I have to say that I, for one, am really fascinated and really interested in listening to these podcasts. Tell people where they can hear them.
Alrighty, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, the best place is to go to the BCA website and look for Blindness No Barrier, a memoir of David Blythe, and there they'll be able to download those. I also intend to get it up onto iTunes, and so if for any reason that becomes an easier option. People are welcome to download them through iTunes. But it can take a little while to get something up on iTunes. So I'll have it up as quickly as I can, but I can't guarantee that it'll be immediately available.
John Coleman, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Vaughan. It's been a great opportunity to promote this exercise, to promote this fascinating history of David. And I greatly appreciate BCA's support in doing so.
John Coleman, and I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more from him as we listen to the podcast. The podcast name is Blindness No Barrier. If it's not already available on the Blind Citizens Australia website, it will be very shortly. It's well worth a listen to. I've listened to it myself, so I highly recommend it. David Blythe, of course, being one of the founding members. In fact, in 1975, when Blind Citizens Australia was founded, David was its first president. He's been involved in many things since then, and he's also held the position of executive officer with Blind Citizens Australia. As you heard, he's been involved with the World Blind Union and many other things. He's been an advocate for blindness and vision impairment issues for a very long time. In news just to hand, the Onkyo Braille essay competition has commenced, and your entries need to be in by the middle of May. Have a look at the Blind Citizens Australia website if you'd like to know more about that. Onkyo, of course, being the well-known purveyor of music technologies, especially hi-fi technology, amplifiers and turntables and such. And the Onkyo Braille essay competition is held every year, and the results will be announced sometime around October or November this year. So if you're interested, get your entries in. I'm Vaughan Bennison. It's been a pleasure to have your company over this 15 minutes or so. If you'd like to donate to Blind Citizens Australia, you know what to do. Look at the website, bca.org.au. That'll tell you how. And also, if you'd like to get in touch, email bca@bca.org.au or call 1-800-033-660. If you'd like to provide feedback on New Horizons, send me an email on new.horizons@bca.org.au. new.horizons@bca.org.au. And I'll join you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of a dream. of our dreams.